We stay with the controversy over COVID-19 vaccines. In our neighboring CARICOM country, Jamaica, which has just tightened its curfew, a coalition of 8 private sector and social groups is urging Jamaicans to get vaccinated. We've been hearing more about this from Nationwide Radio in Jamaica.
The coalition says the time has come for each of us to make a choice for the greater good of Jamaica. It says getting vaccinated is becoming more important for the country. Each day, it says, we delay getting the vaccines into arms is a further prolonging of the turmoil resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic. The group notes that restrictions are likely to stay in place and get more stringent if the low take-up of vaccines and blatant breaches of protocols designed to contain the spread of the virus continues. Among the stakeholders who have signed the statement are the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, the Jamaica Manufacturers and Exporters Association, the MSME Alliance, and the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica. PSOJ President Keith Duncan says the group is collaborating to combat the miscommunication about the COVID-19 vaccine.
The private sector, civil society, the churches, and the unions have all come together to really send out a strong appeal to all Jamaicans in businesses, in the churches, in the workforce to really look to get themselves vaccinated. Jamaica needs to get to a point of normalcy. And the only way to possibly get there is through the vaccination program. Now, there's a wealth of misinformation that's out there that we need to break down, and we need to get the facts to the people.
Keith Duncan, president of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, the PSOJ, church groups, the Jamaica Evangelical Alliance, and the Council of Churches have also signed the statement. According to the coalition, it recognizes that there's vaccine hesitancy because of conflicting information. But the group is urging people to consider that more than 100,000 children have been affected by loss of learning. The coalition is also reminding Jamaicans that there are 1,000 more of us who depend on daily wages or work in industries that will be further affected by the tighter restrictions. And they're encouraging all private sector companies to urge their staff to get vaccinated. And more vaccines are coming. Jamaica is to receive approximately 200,000 doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine next Tuesday. The vaccines are being donated by the United States. The scheduled delivery follows a series of negotiations between the Kamina Johnson-Smith-led Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the United States government. The U.S. has earmarked 600,000 doses of the vaccine for Jamaica, which will be delivered in 3 phases.
Still on vaccination news, the Minister of Health and Wellness, Dr. Christopher Tufton, says the process of getting citizens vaccinated will become much easier once the rollout of the community interventions begins.
We know that persons who may want to take the vaccines do not have sufficient access up to this point, because up to this point we had issues with supplies, but we also had issues with the locations. We centralized the locations, had major blitz like the National Arena, like Manchester High School in Mandeville, those central points in town centers. We are now taking the vaccine to communities, and we will come to a community near you in the weeks and months to come.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Hi, I'm the new house on the corner. I'm home now to a very nice family. That's the moving truck. Ooh, nice couch. They got a mortgage from Sagicor with 95% financing at the super low rate of 3.5%, as well as home and contents insurance. Wow, that's a cool fridge. I have the right spot for it. A dog? Listen, I hope he keep his paws clean.
Visit Sagicor.com or call 467-7616 to buy, build, or switch to Sagicor Mortgage. Sagicor, wise financial thinking.
Hey, don't you raise your leg. Help me!